Hey guys, welcome back to my show. Thank you so much for joining me. In this episode, we have a really special guest with us. Some of you may recognize her with some of her music, like I Thank God and many other amazing songs. Her name is Paige King Johnson. Hi Paige, how are you today?
I'm doing good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you so much for being on the show with me.
Thank you for having me. I've already loved the conversation and the little bit that we've had even before we started, so I'm excited to be here.
Thank you so much. So please introduce yourself and maybe sing a few lines of any of your songs that you enjoyed working with.
I was trying to think of which song to do, and I'm sure we'll chat a lot about this song, but for my I Thank God song, one of my favorite lines is really in the second verse, and it starts out, as I sit out on the porch of this humble starter home and see old glory flying on a weathered wooden pole, I know it stands for something that I never could have bought, and I thank God. And that line was so special to me whenever we wrote it, and just like it was a verse that really just flowed out completely as a whole, which doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like, just like that whole idea, like, I thank God, like, I think that's really important. I like love how you kind of incorporated like your inner feelings about God, and you know, you wrote what you wanted to write. I know people often are like, oh, like, you know, religious music is outdated and all of that, but I think if you feel what you're singing, even if people don't like it, that's their problem, right? It's you, it's about the music is about you. If you like it, I think you should go for it. That's kind of what people always say.
That's right. And I mean, you know, it sounds so excuse me. It sounds so cliche, but wow. Whoa. You know, life is so short. So like, you know, you got to be able to sing whatever, you know, means a lot to you and whatever you believe in, and hope that the right people are going to find it. And that's kind of my mentality every time I walk into a writing room, honestly.
Yeah, I think that's like the way to go, honestly, because once you're like into the mindset of like you're thinking constantly of the people who are listening to it rather than what you want to write, kind of like diminishes the whole purpose of songwriting, because songwriting is just like this avenue to spread your feelings, not to like think about what others want from you. Of course, that does play a role once you kind of are writing and putting out songs for them, but it's still for you.
Yeah, and it, you know, when you start writing for a different person's agenda or, you know, whatever it may be, I think, you know, A, there's a time and space for that, right? There's a lot of songwriters, especially in Nashville, that, you know, they write towards whatever an artist is needing at that time. But, you know, in some cases, it really kind of feels like you're taking the artistry away from it, and, you know, really the fun out of it. So I always try to go into writes with the mindset of just, you know, let's write whatever comes to us today, whether, you know, it's what people think needs to be on the radio or what's selling right now or whatever, you know, let's just write what we feel today. And usually that's when you get the best songs anyways.
Absolutely. So your latest single, I Thank God, seemed like such a heartfelt song, honestly. So what was your inspiration behind writing it?
It really just kind of started out as a prayer, honestly. My co-writer, Mike Astrakhan, brought the song title into us one day. And, you know, after he told it to me, I immediately clung to it. And we just kind of started brainstorming ideas of, you know, around just a posture of gratitude. And it was so easy to just start listing things one after the other of, you know, well, I have this to be thankful for. And we tried to lean more towards into the obvious, but the things that are so often looked past in our everyday lives, because I think those are the things that we need the biggest reminder for every single day to get us back into that heart posture of gratitude and thankfulness, and to get ourselves out of that mindset of like, I really wish I could have this and then I'd be happier. You know, if I could only do this and then I'd be set and all the things. And it's like, we are so blessed every single day, you know, whether you're a believer or not. I think that you can relate to the gratitude and the thankfulness, you know, of this song, and realizing that like, we're all so blessed at the end of the day, you know, and a lot of the things that are mentioned in this song are things that we take for granted every single day. But in reality, some of the, you know, very regular things that we have are things that, you know, other people in this world are praying for and would just wish they could get a little glimpse of.
Absolutely. I think the message again of the whole idea of gratefulness and gratitude, I think, as you said earlier, right, it's overlooked because people are often like, you know, this is mine, this is what I want. And it's not about like even like what they already have. Like, as you said, not many people have that opportunity to even have a roof over their head or have a place to sit or eat or do anything. And here we are complaining about, oh, we couldn't go to the Grammy Awards because we are not famous. Or we did not get to go to the concert of our favorite singer because we are not, like, we don't have enough money. Like, you know, we are complaining about these things when, like, there's so many people out there who just don't even have the simplest of things. So I think your song just kind of encapsulates that whole idea of just showing gratitude for what you have. And I think that's an amazing concept. And it's like, not many songs are already showcasing that. They're all about friendship, love, family, more about love than any of the other things, to be honest. But I think having these songs out there showcases what you as a person, like, you know, kind of are all about, and also what you want the audience to take away from it.
Well, I'm glad it comes off that way. I mean, that was definitely the hope with that, because, you know, at the end of the day, I tell people all the time, as a musician, you know, as anybody that's in, you know, any kind of spotlight whatsoever, you know, if there's not a deeper meaning to everything that you're doing, then it's all just kind of empty at the end of it. And if you, you know, you keep climbing and climbing and working to get to the next thing and the next thing, and it's like, if you don't really have a bigger purpose than just yourself at the end of that, then it's just gonna, you're gonna do all that work and not, you know, none of it's gonna feel fulfilling. And so, you know, I think this song, we wrote it, we needed it more than the listeners actually needed it, but we were happy to share it with people just because of the initial reactions that we had gotten from it, just by playing it out, and, you know, how quickly people connected to it and resonated, you know, with all of the feelings in that song.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think, again, as I said earlier, right, your song, like, I think the power of music, right, just in general, not just your song, but like the power of music is so strong that no matter what you're talking about, whether it's about love, friendship, or gratitude towards God, I think every kind of concept, like, even if they have never experienced it themselves, like, even if you haven't experienced it, like, of course this is gratitude, so it's not like a, it's like an abstract concept, it's not something you already have or don't have, it's more of like a abstract thing. But for like things like heartbreak or failing friendships and things, those kind of things, regardless of whether you have experienced it or not, you can write those songs and people who have experienced it can still kind of feel it, which is amazing, because it's like almost like you're taking upon this like persona or character and you're just making your character go through things.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, I have the coolest job in the world because I get to go into a room 2 or 3 days a week and I get to just like create stories all the time. And it's just, it's a really cool thing to be able to, you know, kind of write reality, and you don't realize that you're writing reality at the time, or that's not exactly what you're trying to do. You're just, you know, trying to write a great song. But, you know, at the end of the day, each story that we write in each song ends up being somebody's reality, whether it's, you know, good, bad, or ugly. And I think that's really why I connected to country music so much, is because, you know, country music, since the dawn of age, of its age, was branded as three chords and the truth. And that's really, you know, country music is so much so on storytelling, and it's just such a beautiful genre because of that, because it does take you on a journey through the 3.5 minutes of every song.
Absolutely. I think actually you made a very good point there. I feel like country music is just so raw and powerful. It conveys a message that I don't think general pop music can do. I mean, of course, yeah, there's so many great pop songs. I'm not like diminishing any of the great things singers are doing in, yeah, that arena, but I think that's the main thing though. You cannot really compare them because they're two different things. Pop is like, you know, pop, and country is country. And so I feel like bringing it into the real world, like, you know, the Grammys, for example, we see Lainey Wilson. I'm not sure whether all of you know this yet, But if you haven't watched the Grammys, Lainey Wilson, who is an amazing country singer and songwriter, she got her Grammy for one of her albums. I think it was Bell Bottom Country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she did an amazing job, and people are not talking about that. Why? Because, well, okay, no hate for anyone. Sorry, I don't think I should be bringing this up in here, but Swifties, I'm so sorry about this. I am one myself.
You're poor girl.
So Torture Poets Department was announced during the Grammys, and so I think that may have played a role in why Lainey Wilson and all the other amazing singer-songwriters were not, you know, put into the mainstream news because they're busy talking about Taylor Swift. But regardless of whether that would have happened or not, I still think that country music is just not appreciated enough. Like, we have Kelsea Ballerini, Lainey Wilson, Kacey Musgraves, I think, is putting out a new album soon in March, right? And like, there's so many great singers, and I think everyone is just constantly thinking about the pop singers, like, you know, Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, I'm pretty sure that Post Malone, actually, he's pop, but he doesn't get that recognition either. And I think just remembering that there are more singers in the world than just those top three, just remembering there are people who deserve the recognition regardless of whether they're country or not. Like, I think I'm just learning or branching out. For me personally, what I'm doing this year, I remember in my Spotify Wrapped for last year, I had so many mainstream artists as my top five, and I want to change that today. I want my Spotify Wrapped to have people who I've never even heard of before. I want it to have people who I can continue to listen to and help them build their platforms, because I think through this, like, listenership and building this community, it creates so many opportunities for both the singer and you as a listener.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's I often relate, like, listening tastes to, like, you know, eating in your palate, because I think to be a well-rounded musician and a well-rounded songwriter, you need to kind of pull influences from everywhere. And I think this is true across all genres, that, you know, I'm in country, and so I do listen to a lot of country, but I also, you know, take the time to listen to the new pop stuff or listen to the new rap stuff. And I listen to a lot of Christian music as well too, because I'm stuck in country music all the time and I hear it all the time whenever I'm writing it and singing it. So I need a break. But also, you know, you can pull inspiration from so many different things, and you can take, you know, production ideas from the pop world or the R&B world or the jazz world, and you could, there's always a country spin that you could put on something and bring something new into the genre that hasn't been introduced yet. And, you know, that's how music evolves and becomes greater all the time, is just like trying things and borrowing from other genres. And so there's a lot to be learned, you know, in techniques and writing, and, you know, literally across the board, by crossing over to different genres. And so I think that's important for anybody, if they, you know, label themselves as, you know, I'm only a pop listener, I'm only a country listener. You're really just kind of selling yourself short, you know, more than anything else.
I 100% agree with you. I think just branching out is very important, both as a singer-songwriter and as a listener, because, again, as you said, like, you know, especially if you're only doing country music, you kind of want that, because, like, I know there's so many, Carrie Underwood, for example, right? She does country with a mix of, I think, rock and pop. So it's like, fulfills everyone's needs. It's country, but it's also pop and rock for pop and rock listeners. But at the same time, I think personally for myself, at least, I do not call myself a pop listener or a rock listener or any of that stuff. I call myself a music listener. Simple and plain. I don't want to put myself in a box where, like, I'm like, oh, I only listen to country. I prefer country, but I do listen to pop. My playlists are full of pop songs, but my personal favorites are Ali and AJ, Kelsea Ballerini, Larkin Poe, and, like, you know, like, these people are just, like, you know, the founding stones, or, like, the newer founding stones of, like, the country music industry. We have Dolly Parton too. How could I forget her?
queen.
Absolutely. Like, she is truly a legend, I think. And I know she put out a rockstar album, so she's doing amazing things now in the rock industry too, it seems.
You know, there's just a lot of great music in general coming out. I mean, I think because there is, you know, there's been so many opportunities for people to be independent artists and be able to put out their own music. We're getting such great music right now, which is just a really cool thing for, you know, the music industry in general.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So my kind of like last and final question-ish for you is, what are some common stereotypes people have about country music?
What are some common what?
Stereotypes.
Stereotypes. I think the obvious one is that they go to the very like redneck hick versions of country music, and they think that all country music is about beer and trucks and dirt roads and all the things, which those are very common underlying themes of the songs. But, you know, kind of like I mentioned, as country has started borrowing from different genres, the content in the songs has also changed as well too. And we've kind of opened up the doors to get a little influence from the pop or from the Christian world or from the R&B world. And, you know, I would love to be able to like sit here and just be able to debunk all those stereotypes, because, you know, country has evolved a lot. And, you know, I think another one of those stereotypes is that, you know, it used to just be white men who were singing country music. And, you know, now there are so many amazing different artists of different color, and they're, you know, they're now, the country world is also opening up its doors to kind of embracing women a lot more, or as equally as men are now, which is such a sigh of relief on behalf of a female singer-songwriter. But, and I think it's beautiful because it's kind of evolving and it's challenging all the other people that were already in the genre to like, hey, be better, do better, because these people who are coming in have like been busting their chops, and they're amazing musicians and they're amazing songwriters. And, you know, it's kind of brought the standard up a little bit, which has been cool.
Yeah, this is like honestly like a great way to end, because like, you know, like, having like, as you said, right, country music has evolved so much. We started off like with like I'm trying to think off the top of my head of a country singer who's been there. Let's just take Dolly Parton. I mean, obviously she's like, you know, the probably like, you know, one of the older singers. We also have Patsy Cline, Loretta Umlin, and I think these people have just like, you know, created like this huge atmosphere for like female artists. And like in terms of the male side of it, we have Nate Smith, we have Lionel Richie, we have so many people on that arena. And I think just merging them, creating like this nice balance between talent singer, both like of both genders, both types, everything, like, you know, now it's no longer about what I like best, is like, you know, it's no longer about who you are, what gender you are, what race it is, ethnicity even. It's just about your voice. It's about how you showcase your story, how you bring your point across to the audience and make yourself and the world happy with who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's made people realize that, you know, that country people aren't just, you know, people that live on a farm out in the middle of nowhere. You know, that different people experience quote unquote country in all kinds of different ways. And, you know, they pull that kind of experience and can shape it in their own way through songs. And I think over the past few years, because country has kind of opened its arms a little bit wider to embrace these different sounds and stories, that it's also opened up this whole new world for more country listeners that may not have been regular country listeners 10, 15 years ago. And so I think it has started bringing a larger awareness to country music. I definitely think there's still a lot more room to go. But, you know, with a lot of these collaborations that have been happening and stuff like that, it really has introduced a lot more people to the genre that may not have sought it out on their own, which, you know, is a great thing for independent artists like myself.
Definitely. I mean, like, I have heard so many singers on the country arena, like, they don't even live in Kentucky or Alabama even. They live in New York, which is like literally as city center as can be.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, it's just like, you know, it's great to like, I feel like we could just go on and on about this, because there's just so many stereotypes for like country music, like one being like the trucks thing, which I think was true for a while, but I think now it's become more like anything pop singers sing is what we sing too.
Yeah, but absolutely.
kind of more personal. I think with pop, they're afraid to go too personal because it feels invasive. Whereas in country, we go full on, you know, roll it in the mud, you know.
Oh yeah, we embrace it. We love to tell everybody all of our stuff going on in our lives.
Which I think is honestly quite amazing. I mean, I'm a teenager. I love drama. As long as it doesn't concern me, I love drama. I'm like all in for it, you know. You know, like knowing like what's coming next, who's having a fight with who, like, you know, kind of the Kardashians and stuff. Although I do not watch that show, but you know, kind of like the Kardashians. Yeah, you know, I like the drama, like Dance Moms too. Like there was so much screaming going on. Goodness.
I guess I've never really thought about it, but I guess maybe country is kind of like the reality TV of the genres. Yeah, we really do just put it all out there for everybody.
And that's it, truthfully. It's like not twisted up. You're telling the complete truth. It's like, regardless of whether it's like, you know, your reality or not, it's still someone's reality, which makes it even more raw and powerful to the audiences.
Yeah, that's so funny. I've never thought of it that way, but that is.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I really would love to continue this conversation. It is, it has been an honor to talk to you. I couldn't have had a better time with you. This is amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate this. I love these kinds of conversations too, you know, because it continues to spark ideas for further ones. And who knows, we might be having another one a couple years down the road.
Oh my God, yes, that'd be amazing. I think, like, you know, just having, like, this is probably one of my first interviews. I call it an interview, but it doesn't, like, this one specifically. Did you feel like it was an interview?
No, I just feel like I'm, like, sitting on the couch talking to a friend.
Exactly. And I normally, like, you know, it feels like I'm doing an interview, even if it's in a conversation style, because it's always like, you know, I ask a question, I'm like, oh, okay, and then I move on to a next question. But these questions which I was asking were not even like connected, like, you know, it was more of like flowing, like I was just talking to, you know, as you said, a friend.
Yeah.
And just like awesome. Sharing stories. And I think again I'm getting diverted. I'm supposed to be saying bye to you right now.
Oh.
I'm very bad advice. Anyways, thank you so much again.
Thank you for having me on. It's so good to meet you.
Yeah, so good to meet you too. I hope you have an amazing year ahead and have more exciting music for all of us so that we can share and hear your amazing voice again.
There's more music to come this year. So keep an eye out. Hopefully I'll see you at a show soon.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Take care.
So I hope you all enjoyed. I'll be linking pages links in the show notes. Thank you so much, everyone.